and gentlemen, give it up for Justin Hagerman, everybody. Come on, Justin Hagerman. Come on, Justin Hagerman. Let's give ourselves a hand. Thanks for coming out. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I recently graduated with a degree in communication and theater, which is like majoring in unemployment with a minor in sleeping on a beanbag in your parents' basement until you're 45. Total failure. I'm also Irish, so I'm skinny, white, and red-haired. And it's nice. I look like a bloody Q-tip. I'm actually Presbyterian, which is like Diet Christian. It's a really like laid-back church, which is nice, because if you do something bad, if you wake up next to a dead hooker or something, and you're Catholic, you have to go to confession, you have to beg for forgiveness. But if you're Presbyterian, you just bow your head and say, "Dear Lord, my bad. Are you cool? Amen." And then maybe you drop a nickel in the March of Dimes jar, and you know, you're square with God. And people ask me, "Aren't you scared you won't get into heaven?" And I do get, you know, a little scared, because I've done some bad things. And it's either heaven or hell. You know, that's pretty harsh. I think there needs to be like a third option for all the C students. You know, like maybe something in ghetto heaven. You know, God could just cram us all into some rundown apartment building. I wouldn't care, you know. And every night for dinner we get ramen noodles and RC Cola. And, you know, that'd be good. I did pretty good last week. I'm really scared of dying. I just want to die a really cool death. You know, I don't want cancer. That'd be really lame. You know, I really want to get the electric chair. That's really what I'm shooting for. I want to get framed for murder or something, because I want the electric chair, because 10 minutes before they fried me, I swallowed like 10 pounds of popcorn kernels. So, you know, when they turn on the juice, popcorn would start shooting out of my ears and my nose. And I'd have like these tears of butter. Everyone would be like, "Oh my God, he was made of popcorn! And we killed him! Jesus, what have we done?" You know, the victims' families could all eat the popcorn and be like, "This is the taste of justice. He's salt." I think the death penalty is not really being used to its full potential, because it's not really working. It's not discouraging murderers. You know, those people are pretty persistent. I think it would work a lot better if we executed people who committed lesser crimes, like jaywalking. I think that'd really discourage people. You know, if you got sent to the gas chamber for jaywalking, you know, I don't think you'd see many jaywalkers. Swing and a miss. I bought Chinese food last night. I'm trying to, you know, eat healthy. I got a fortune cookie that said good things will happen today. You know, it was really lame. I wouldn't write those things, because I would write really specific ones that would only apply to like maybe one person in a million. Just to freak them the hell out. You know, it would say something like, "John, don't trust anything Jane tells you today. She is a lying whore. I know your sister just died in that freak accident at the prom last week, and everyone thought it was food poisoning, but it wasn't. And that bitch Jane, she knows what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry, man, but Karen's pregnant. You should have pulled out earlier, Jim. Your lucky numbers are 12, 16, 31. Whew, okay, well, have a good night, everyone. Thank you very much.
Nice young guy presenting a young talent for you. Does he like that one?
Oh, whoa.